You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Terms and conditions apply. You will have heard these words time and again on your radio, television, and if you are one to go through the fine print, read it on agreements you enter into. Nedbank is no different. It has recently issued a note to customers stating that all credit, debit and virtual cards issued in South Africa have certain regulatory limitations and or obligations when making international payments, and following the rules is non-negotiable. Failure to comply could result in fines and or withholding of funds by the South African Reserve Bank, as well as the South African Revenue Service imposing further penalties. Natalie Matthews is payment specialist at Nedbank and is standing by. Natalie, good evening, to tell us about what you observed that prompted this move to sort of make your customers aware about these regulations.
Good evening, Dudu. Thanks for the invitation to chat to you. So we have been issuing the communication to all of our cardholders to remind them of the SOB regulations that are applicable to the use of credit, debit and virtual cards, particularly when it comes to international or cross-border transactions or payments. And we're doing this really to, as I said, to remind them what the rules are. It is up to every cardholder to understand what the regulations are and to be compliant with them. At Nedbank, our purpose is to use our financial expertise to do good. And part of doing good is to assist our customers and our clients to understand what the regulations are.
Let's get into some of the rules, right? Let's start, because you've got four specific rules that you want people to be aware of. South Africa, with the way things are set up, a lot of people are taking on to online gambling, but there's something that they need to know. What is it about gambling?
Indeed. As you say, there are four points that we covered in the communication, and all of those points come from the central bank's regulations, which are stipulated in the SARB's Currency and Exchanges Manual for Authorized Dealers. Now, an authorized dealer is a bank which is authorized by the Financial Surveillance Department at the SARB to deal in foreign exchange for transactions relating to foreign exchange. So the rule that you're referring to is related to online lotteries, gambling, or sports betting activities with providers that are outside of South Africa. The rule says you may not use your South African issued debit, credit, or virtual card to take part in these activities. And if you do, as a cardholder, we as Nedbank or your bank, if you bank with somebody else, may be instructed by the SARB to confiscate the winnings and pay them over to the Gambling Board of South Africa.
Very important to note that. Let's take a look at the second rule. Transactions are limited, especially foreign transactions. Why? What do people need to know about that?
All right. So there are two rules which talk to what you're speaking about. The one says that there is a restriction of 50,000 Rand for online card payments for imports, subscriptions, or services. And again, these card payments for imports, subscriptions, and services may not exceed 50,000 Rand each. This does exclude foreign travel-related card payments. The regulation also says that you can't split a payment that is over 50,000 Rand into smaller transactions to avoid the rule, and also that you would need to comply with any applicable import duties and custom requirements. So it's important to remember, Didi, that even though a foreign website might accept a card payment which exceeds 50,000 Rand, this payment is not allowed according to the SARB's regulations. All right. The other rule that is related is talking to the single discretionary allowance. Mm-hmm. So a single discretionary allowance, or an SDA, with a limit of 1 million rand per calendar year is available to all South African residents who are 18 years and older. And the point that we were reminding our customers of and the public of was that all foreign transactions count towards your single discretionary allowance. And that includes card payments or cash withdrawals while you are overseas, as well as purchases on international e-commerce sites. And that is obviously in addition to any money that you might have transferred offshore via SWIFT payment for the purposes of investing abroad. So the communication was reminding our clients to make sure that they don't exceed that 1 million rand annual limit.
Ah, and funding of foreign currency accounts is not allowed.
Well, it is allowed. So okay. let's define the distinction. Okay, so funding of foreign currency accounts, whether local or abroad, may not be done via card payments. Okay, so only SWIFT payments or cross-border transfers are permitted for the purposes of funding a foreign currency account. And that rule also extends to the funding of international trading, investments, and crypto wallets or accounts. So if you need to fund an account like that, you would need to refer that to an authorized dealer or your bank to process within the prescribed rules. And again, you would make use of a foreign or an international EFT or a SWIFT payment. So the SARB is not saying you may not have those accounts or you may not fund them. It's just saying that you may not use your locally issued credit, debit, or virtual card for that purpose. And again, I would say that those international organizations that you may have these accounts with, they may provide the facility to accept a card payment, and they may accept your South African card payment, but the onus is on the cardholder to understand and be aware that you're not actually allowed to use your card for those purposes according to South African regulation.
Okay. As we were preparing for the interview, the producer of the show, Kaldora Naidu, asked a very important question, because now you've got younger people that have bank accounts, right? And so do the rules, how do you navigate that where a young person who may not, how do I even ask this question? Do they read the rules and regulations? Do they read the terms and conditions? Would they be aware? Do these rules also apply to that younger market?
Yes, so the rules apply to all South African citizens, and the rules are not new. They, as I say, are governed and are part of the regulations set out by the SARB, and can be read on the SARB's website. They actually have a very useful and easy to navigate website, and it also has guidelines for individuals and also for business entities to help them understand these rules. And they also have a very useful set of FAQs, or frequently asked questions, which can help guide people. So yes, the answer to the question is the rules do apply to everybody. And again, the onus is on the individual to understand these rules. So that is why we periodically do communicate these rules. It might go through on additional notes, let's say on your statement. And periodically we will send out communications such as the one that we're discussing. And I would encourage people to make sure that they read those communications, because they do contain important information, and it's important to be able to assist you to comply with the law.
Absolutely. Natalie, thank you very much. That was fascinating. Yeah, some of the things I wasn't even aware of. So now we know. Thank you very much, Natalie Matthews, payment specialist at Nedbank.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.